Now let's stay with France, and the biggest shock in the European-wide elections came there last night when Emmanuel Macron announced he's dissolving Parliament and calling snap legislative elections. His announcement came as polls showed that far-right parties, including the leading National Rally or RN party led by Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella, could capture as much as 40% of the vote. Sharon Gaffney is France 24 journalist and she is on the line. This decision by the president, it's being called a bombshell, it's being that he's playing Russian roulette. Why did he do it, Sharon?
Exactly, Mary. As you say, opinion polls had been suggesting for months now, like the result itself, it wasn't a surprise. The National Rally, far-right National Rally, were miles ahead in the polls coming into these elections. Macron actually announced that he would be addressing the nation before he even had the exit poll results last night. But his announcement, when it did come, came as a huge surprise. In the minutes even before the address began, you know, we had opposition politicians on TV talking about how they didn't expect that he was going to announce anything major, even though it's highly unusual for a president to respond after European elections. So there's been huge shock here. The far right, the far left, understandably greeting this announcement with delight, but others, as you say, really quick to condemn the move, saying it was, you know, a dangerous game. The president was playing Russian roulette. He's, you know, moving too quickly, and that he has no vision. There's no election program, no team even, because this ballot, it's going to take place in just 3 weeks' time, the first round at the end of June, with the second round scheduled for just a week later. And it really is raising the prospect that this could result in France having a prime minister who is in the far right, either Marine Le Pen or perhaps Jordan Bardella, the rising star, 28-year-old rising star of the far right. Because if the National Rally were to repeat this result in the general election, they'd be the largest party in Parliament.
And Emmanuel Macron is well aware of that. He is, you know, already without a majority in Parliament. He is stuck legislatively to get his agenda through. So while it might be a high-risk strategy, is he perhaps calculating that if he exposes the French people to Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella and their party, that they'll come back to the centre?
Well, you'd have to presume that is exactly what he's doing. In his address, he said, you know, that he'd heard the message that was being sent by voters, and they said that the government needed to, you know, have a clear mandate to work in serenity, you know, in harmony, as he said. But yeah, he's taking a massive gamble because he's hoping and presuming that the electorate will come back with a different result in just 3 weeks' time. Now, European elections here in France, they are usually used by voters as a way of, you know, giving the president a kicking, so to speak. And Macron, he's a hugely unpopular president here in France. And we saw that if we go back as far as the Gilets Jaunes protests, we saw it again during the pension reform protests. You know, a lot of anger here as well about the mounting rising cost of living. We see that across Europe, of course. But yeah, there were protests last night, young people gathering at République in Paris, you know, calling for people to wake up and see the threat, really, in their view, that is being posed by the far right. But Jordan Bardella himself, he's a hugely popular figure. He is the leader of the National Rally. Yeah. Marine Le Pen's still the figurehead. She's still going to be running for president, she says, in the next election. But he's been technically the leader of the far right party itself since 2022. And his elevation, it's really part of what we've been seeing with the far right, plays mm-hmm. into its efforts. It's been trying to soften its image, appeal more to voters. And Bardella, he's 28. He's a very charismatic mm-hmm. performer. You know, he arrives up at events. There's young people flocking around him, you know, taking selfies. Okay. He's a very good operator, and people have clearly responded to that, but it remains unseen at this point people will respond in the same way during a general election.
First round on June the 30th. Sharon, thank you very much.
Exactly.
That's Sharon Gaffney.